platform of the week. Natural Hazard Disclosure Statement and Fire Hardening and Defensible Space Disclosure Statement, Forms 314 and 314-1.
Why this matters. A seller agent uses the Natural Hazard Disclosure Statement to disclose the existence of natural hazards on the sale of any type of real estate to a prospective buyer, and the Fire Hardening and Defensible Space Disclosure Statement, when the property is in a high fire hazard severity zone, to disclose retrofits, local vegetation management ordinances, and fire hardening measures. The buyer is to consider
natural hazards.
Natural hazards are risks to life and property which exist in nature due to a property's location, not human-made hazardous conditions. Whether a seller retains a broker to market any type of property for sale or markets it themselves, the seller is obligated to disclose to prospective buyers any natural hazards known to the seller, including those contained in public records. To unify and streamline a uniform disclosure of natural hazards adversely affecting the use of a property, the California legislature created a statutory form entitled the Natural Hazard Disclosure, NHD, statement. The seller and seller agent are required to deliver the NHD statement to the buyer as soon as practicable, ASAP, before entering into a purchase agreement on 1-to-4-unit residential property. The NHD statement is included in the property's marketing package, handed to prospective buyers on the commencement of negotiations, the ASAP aspect of disclosure law, along with the Transfer Disclosure Statement, TDS, to disclose adverse property conditions and its environmental hazards and home inspection report, HIR, to properly prepare the TDS and mitigate risks to the seller and broker. Delivery of the NHD statement to the buyer is required to be documented by a provision in the purchase agreement for the seller and the seller agent to be compliant. A counteroffer may be used by the seller to assure timely delivery under the code. When the buyer agent receives the NHD statement from the seller or the seller agent, the buyer agent is obligated to hand it to the buyer, called delivery. Sellers and seller agents of any type of real estate are to disclose whether the property is located in an area of potential flooding, a very high fire hazard severity zone, a state fire responsibility area, an earthquake fault zone, and a seismic hazard zone.
Very high fire hazard severity zones.
Areas in the state which are subject to significant fire hazards have been identified as very high fire hazard severity zones. When a property is located in a very high fire hazard severity zone, a disclosure needs to be made to the prospective buyer. The city, county, or district responsible for providing fire protection have designated, by ordinance, very high fire hazard severity zones within their jurisdiction. The fire hazard disclosure on the NHD form informs the buyer about the need to maintain the property. Neither the seller nor the seller agent is obligated to volunteer an explanation about the nature of the maintenance required or its burden on ownership. Once the buyer receives the seller's NHD statement, it is the buyer's duty to inquire into and investigate the type of maintenance and the consequences of owning property subject to the maintenance. Further, it is the duty of the buyer agent to advise the buyer about maintenance and consequences of the disclosure. For example, a homebuyer interested in acquiring a residence located in a very high fire hazard severity zone is advised by their buyer agent that, as the new owner, the buyer is to, among other things, maintain a fire break around the structure of a distance of no greater than 100 feet, but not past the property line, unless the state or local law requires more, and clear dead or dying wood from trees and plants adjacent to or overhanging the structure. Also, when the property is in a very high fire hazard severity zone or a wildland area, the buyer agent informs the client of the possible hardships in obtaining fire or hazard insurance and the existence of the California Fair Access to Insurance Requirements, FAIR program, a last resort type of policy for properties in these areas.
Fire hardening and defensible space disclosure.
A seller of a 1-to-4-unit residential property located in a high or very high fire hazard severity zone and constructed before January 1, 2010, is required to provide an additional fire disclosure notice to prospective buyers. The statutory language in the notice advises the buyer to consider the need for improvements to fire harden and create a defensible space to protect structures against damage from wildfires. The notice also lists home features that may make the home vulnerable to wildfire and flying embers. The notice provides space to list any low-cost retrofits the seller completed on the property. The disclosure also clarifies whether there is a local vegetation management ordinance on the property.
Analyzing the NHD statement.
A seller, seller agent, and third-party contractor use the Natural Hazard Disclosure Statement, published by Realty Publications, Inc., RPI, when they prepare a report on the natural hazards affecting a property for inclusion in the seller broker's property marketing package. When prepared and delivered to the buyer or buyer agent, the form discloses natural hazards of a property to prospective buyers for their review on commencement of negotiations as mandated. The NHD statement contains the date, location, form, the disclosure is prepared for, address, and seller's identity. Yes or no checkboxes indicating whether the property is located in a special flood hazard area, area of potential flooding, very high fire hazard severity zone, wildland area that may contain substantial forest fire risk, earthquake fault zone, or seismic hazard zone. The third-party disclosure provider's name and date, and signatures of the seller and seller broker, and buyer when they read and understand the representations made in the statement.
Analyzing the fire hardening and defensible space disclosure statement.
A seller or seller agent uses the fire hardening and defensible space disclosure statement, published by RPI, when marketing for sale a 1-4 unit residential property located in a high or very high fire hazard severity zone and constructed before January 1, 2010, or subject to local defensible space ordinances. The form is prepared by the seller or seller agent and handed to prospective buyers who further inquire into the property for their review of information on fire hardening vulnerabilities and local defensible space and vegetation management requirements. The fire hardening and defensible space disclosure statement contains the date and property address, a statutory fire hardening disclosure statement. Notices including the seller is aware of the following features making the property vulnerable to wildfires. Eave, soffit, and roof ventilation, where the vents have opening more than 1/8 inch, or are not flame and ember resistant. Roof coverings made of untreated wood shingles or shakes. Combustible landscaping or other materials within 5 feet of the home, and under the footprint of any attached deck. Single pane or non-tempered glass windows. Loose or missing bird stopping or roof flashing, and rain gutters without metal or non-combustible gutter covers. A blank to list low-cost retrofits the seller has completed on the property during their ownership. Checkboxes indicating whether the property is or isn't subject to specific city or county vegetation rules in addition to state law. Passing inspection reports on vegetation management or defensible space are attached. When applicable, seller does not have passing inspection reports on vegetation management or defensible space, and either failed the report or doesn't know whether the property complies with local ordinances, the seller or seller agent checks whether the buyer is to obtain passing reports within 1 year after the close of escrow, or the seller is to obtain passing reports and when they will be delivered to the buyer and signatures of the seller and buyer.
For citations and RPI forms relevant to this article, please visit Form of the Week, Natural Hazard Disclosure Statement and Fire Hardening and Defensible Space Disclosure Statement, Forms 314 and 314-1 at journal.firsttuesday.us.